The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen, and joining me today is Jen Adair, who's one of the writers on our website. Thanks for sitting in with me today, Jen.
No problem. Happy to be here.
I'm so glad you're here because you're already an expert on this week's topic, which is homeschooling. In addition to being a wife, a writer, a website maker, a marketing consultant, you also homeschool your daughter and son, which leads me to the first question. How in the heck are you doing all of this? Do you ever sleep?
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of sleep. And I don't do all those things at the same time. Homeschooling has a more flexible schedule than traditional school, so that helps me juggle a few different hats.
Is flexibility one of the reasons you decided to homeschool, and about how long have you been doing it now?
We started homeschooling our kids when our daughter was in first grade, and the kids are now 15 and 12. My husband and I do appreciate the flexibility homeschool gives us, but the main reason we decided to try it was because we wanted to make sure we're teaching them about our faith. We also wanted them to be able to learn at their own pace, be able to move on with subjects they understood, and then take more time with things that were difficult for them. It's also nice to be able to get out more and volunteer, spend time with their grandparents, and explore things that are interesting to them. Plus, we just like to be around them. They're funny, smart, magical, very frustrating little creatures.
Oh, I hear you on that. And with your help, we're going to bust some of the most common homeschooling myths this week. So join us back here tomorrow for more Mamas on Magic.